KHTW 8:25 Friday. Your morning team, Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you.
I look at you all, see the love that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps.
Have you ever heard this version, Charlie?
I have not.
Yeah, this was one of the first takes of George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Before they brought in Clapton. You know, and Ringo and everybody. But I've always wondered if they thought, let's just let it sound like this. That's how gorgeous it is.
It really is. I love its simplicity.
Yeah. It is so beautiful. But thank you for playing this, because tomorrow would have been George Harrison's 80th birthday. Imagine George Harrison being 80. I can't. We see Paul McCartney and Ringo in their 80s. But George died at 57.
I was going to say, how long ago was that now? Is that really?
Yeah.
23 years?
Yep.
Holy smokes.
I know.
Isn't that something?
Amazing. And did I hear on the news that Paul and Ringo are joining forces with Mick and Keith? Are they?
Yeah, what was that? I heard that referenced yesterday. I'm like, yeah. What did I hear?
Yeah. The Stones and Beatles are finally going to do something. At least the surviving members are.
Some type of collaboration.
Yeah. It's only been 60 years in the making, but.
I think the operative word is surviving.
Yeah, surviving. Yeah. Right. So, but no, thank you for playing that. Wanted to note that.
The Beatles professional that you are. A man that knows it all when it comes to the Beatles.
Well, and real quick, too, you know, the other day when you were doing your James Taylor trivia, and I gave you a little Beatles reference saying that George Harrison was the one who brought James Taylor along as part of the Beatles record company, Apple, and signed James Taylor. I also heard another thing with James Taylor is that he said in an interview that he met Mark David Chapman on the day he'd shot John Lennon in New York City.
Oh my goodness!
That James Taylor had he had run into him on the street, and James Taylor said, "I could tell there was something off about the guy, but you know he did recognize James Taylor, but." He just said, I just kind of continued on my way.
Man.
And, of course, then he said later on that night, then the next day, you know, you hear what happened. Then the next day when he saw the picture, he said, that's the guy
I saw. That's the guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for all the information that you bring to us. If it comes to the Beatles, James Taylor, whatever music, we can always count on Pat Johnston.
That's right. Lots of useless knowledge in this head of mine, everybody.
Well, and that reference you made to James Taylor the other day involving the Beatles was that he was the first artist the Beatles signed.
Yeah, signed to Apple. Yeah,
which I never even thought about that. You know, because I always associate the Beatles starting Apple for themselves, and I never think about other artists
that they signed
that came onto the same label.
Badfinger. Was one.
Really?
Do you remember Mary Hopkins?
Yes.
Yes.
Mary Hopkins,
those
really?
Those were the days, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Paul McCartney signed her. Yep.
See, that's what makes it, all these that you never think about.
Yep.
That the Beatles had an association with their label.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, yeah. whose record are you on? I'm on the Beatles Apple.
Yeah,
okay.
Not bad.
Okay. It's not bad company to keep. Day 29 at WSW.
A bad company was not on there.
Oh, yeah.